Hey everybody, my name is Josh Campa. I'm your 2024 LVR President-Elect. And as your President-Elect, I have the honor of serving as the chair of our Industry Partners Committee. I'm here today with one of our Industry Partners Presidents, Zach Shellhammer, who is the president of the LGBTQ Plus Real Estate Alliance here in Las Vegas. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Josh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Before we get into it, I wanted to maybe just share with everyone what the core values are for the LGBTQ Plus Alliance and what are maybe some resources that are important for members to join.
Sure. Our main core values are advocate, elevate, and celebrate. The Alliance is dedicated to empowering the LGBTQ Plus community on their path towards to enjoy home ownership. We don't only cover the home ownership side and the client side, but also the broker and real estate side. Any real estate professional is basically who we're looking out for here.
Right.
We're digging into discrimination on both sides, protecting both sides, and coming up with ideas on getting the word out of how to disable that discrimination that's across our industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's such an important issue that you guys continuously bring to light. Talk to me a little bit about how you got involved in the Alliance yourself and what motivated to get you involved into leadership.
So growing up, I certainly never thought that I'd be in the position that I'm in. So one thing kind of leads to another, and it's absolutely a passion of mine growing up, a member of the LGBTQ community in a small town. People telling you you'll never get anywhere. If you be yourself, you're nothing. You will never succeed. And even in business, up to 2015, I was still told, never come out. Don't tell anyone your personal life. Don't tell them who you love. Don't tell them anything about you.
No.
Hide yourself. So now that we're here, I have to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I mean, as a member of the organization myself, I've truly seen the organization come to life in the last few years. And I really feel like the passion behind your experiences that you've personally had have sort of fueled your motivation. And it's really made an impact, not just on the real estate community, but I think really our community as a whole. So kudos to you for that.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's really, really awesome. And even, the involvement and engagement, bringing together other organizations and whatnot has been very significant.
It's really been the best part of this, and for me, the best.
Yeah.
As connecting with people, we like to say now that the plus in LGBT plus is the allies. So that means any straight allies, any other people that do not feel like you fall under the LGBTQ umbrella, you are the plus, and we need those allies.
Yeah.
And seeing how many minds we've changed or how many minds we've opened has been really impressive to me. Shocking sometimes, but to see that change in our industry, especially our industry, because I've been in this industry for over 20 years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's really important. And I think just exposing people to things that they never knew, to obstacles and challenges that a certain group of people face is really important, especially in the real estate industry, which is such a personal experience for home buyers and sellers. So what would you say? I know we can probably spend a whole session on this, but is maybe like one or two reasons you think every realtor should become a member of the Alliance?
Support is so important in this organization, especially. We are basically a new organization. We were born during COVID in the 2020 era. Founding member of that, but to see it grow from there, as we were pretty much just in hibernation during COVID,
right?
And then the past two presidents have really livened it up, and I'm just turning up the volume even more.
Yeah.
But the Realtor Association nationally, for those who don't know, is the largest trade organization in the country. Those numbers move mountains.
Yeah.
If we had those numbers, we could also move mountains. When we write a letter to a congressperson or a politician of any level and ask them to do something, they look at our numbers. So the more people behind us, the supporting fair housing, the laws that are already in place, especially in Nevada, but then hopefully spreading throughout the rest of the country, the more people will listen to us with those numbers. So membership is absolutely super important.
Super important. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. So after you become a member, What would you say is maybe a few ways that members can be involved, or maybe some members who are out there, you know, I've been a part of many organizations before and they just don't know what's the next step? Like where is their need, or how can I give my time to support this organization? What would you say as the president is what you see the most need in for the Alliance?
We've got a lot of events this year. We have a full calendar of events this year. This is the first time that we're trying to do something at least every month, and focus on a different issue every time.
Yeah.
So between networking mixers at night, lunch and learns during the day, just random events. Like we've got the AIDS walk coming up. We're going to all walk together as a team on a Sunday. So these are things that everybody, all the members can get involved with.
Yeah.
So volunteering is paramount to that, definitely. Also, we have committees. We've got, finally, our committees are active and hopping. We've got events, networking, awesome. Outreach, and education. Mm-hmm. We've also got advocacy. All of those need members to either help with the planning of things,
right,
or also the basically, you know, coming and volunteering at the events.
Yeah. I think once you start getting that synergy and that movement and more people getting involved, things just start to kind of naturally flow and happen.
Absolutely. So, and so everybody is super passionate, right?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. So speaking of events, Zach, what's maybe your favorite event of the year that you guys have done, or one like cannot miss Alliance event of the year?
You know it well. It is our Vixer.
Yes.
The Valentine's Mixer. It is something that was birthed last year and just became one of our main events.
Yeah.
We meet at Hamburger Mary's, a drag club, have some drag shows, networking there, raffles, win prizes, everything like that. But it kind of became our most fun event of the year. So the Vixer is the most fun, but we have a lot of other educational events throughout the year.
I love the diversity of the events, but yes, the Vixer is absolutely a great time. I had the opportunity to go this year and it was just such a cool venue. Cool vibe, so much fun. But the one thing that I loved is that there were so many people that went in the industry that were exposed to like a new venue that they had never been to before, a new environment, a new culture, you know what I mean? And so it was really cool and to see them just kind of have fun and get excited and really feel like the essence of the Alliance was being exposed to a new group of people. And so I had so many people tell me that it was such a great time. So I know it's probably just going to get better and better every year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it gives me the opportunity to slip in those facts.
Yeah.
Because people say, well, do you just have fun? Well, through fun, we learn things better and easier.
Yeah.
And gets me on stage to give them a couple, like we're doing a lot of homelessness, volunteering and things this year. We did a Glam for Good in January, collecting makeup kits for the homeless, and nobody really has paid attention to not only do we have a high homeless population,
right,
a lot of that is teenage homelessness. So it's things like that that I get to say on stage at these fun events and make people think, oh, I didn't know that about this community or what's going on here.
Yeah, and just pique their interest a little bit. You talked a little bit about education when it comes to the Alliance. Are there any like certifications, designations, or anything like that that the Alliance offers to the real estate community to kind of really take their education on the community to the next level?
Yep, absolutely. We've come up with, the national organization has come up with the Ally Certification course.
Awesome.
It is not just for allies. Everyone can use this information, but it's about a 3-hour certification. The certification is through the Alliance, and it's also web-based, also in person sometimes, but it teaches about how an ally can exist in our realm, how they can be more educated to help their clients, because it's all about educating your clients on the real estate side, just like any community. You join these groups and you learn how to speak better to that client that you're serving.
Yeah.
And that course is really getting pretty popular. Anybody can take it. I need it. Everybody needs it because every different generation doesn't know what the other one is doing.
Right.
And I'm mid-40s-ish. I know I don't look it, but I don't know what Gen Z's doing. I don't know. I didn't understand the pronoun thing. I didn't understand so much of what's going on. And then also for our allies, it gives real-life examples of what's happening with us as far as discrimination, some of the things we've heard, some of the things that clients have told us or sellers have told us that are discriminatory that we have to get up against with that challenge and disarm it and disable that.
Yeah, absolutely. I really feel like diversity, equity, and inclusion is a conversation that can't stop. It's something that has to continuously happen. So if it's through education, through getting a designation or certification, or continuously being a part of educational seminars or things like that, continuing that and being exposed to it keeps it fresh in your mind, I think. It makes realtors better in their business, but it makes them even better for the consumers and their clients. And so I think that's such a really, really great resource that you guys provide. So I absolutely.
And I hope it's turning into a CE class or something that realtors can also use for their credits as well. So I think they're working on that now.
That's awesome, Zach. Well, I'm super excited to have you here. I'm super excited that the Alliance is one of our industry partners here at LVR. Any other fun thoughts or things that you want to share about the Alliance that we didn't get to touch on?
We've got a lot of events coming up. Like I mentioned, the AFAN Walk. We have other educational events throughout the week, throughout the year, each month. So join us, check out our calendar. We're going to have a general session meeting for the first time ever with our membership soon.
Awesome.
We're going to connect more with the members, get the board involved, because that's the question. What's happening next? What's going on?
Right.
So come on out and see what we're doing.
Awesome, sure. Zach. And where do we find the latest information on all the happenings of the Alliance?
It's at realestatealliance.org.
Realestatealliance.org. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today, Zach.
Thank you, Josh.
I'm really, really appreciative of your time. And everything that you do, not just for our association, but for our industry as a whole. So
appreciate
thank you for your leadership.
Your support.
We appreciate you. Thank you for being here.